This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Giants. Titans. Falcons, Raiders, Browns. Giants have a first-round pick at quarterback, Jackson Dart. Titans have Cam Ward. Falcons have Michael Penix.
Raiders have the number one pick.
Kirk Cousins. Raiders will have Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. And the Browns have not much.
They have 3 picks in the top 40.
Well, you going to get a quarterback with one of those?
I don't know. Do you need one? Do you need to?
I think you do. I think you need a quarterback. Now, he might be here. He might be here, but you're going to have a competition. And that's okay. That's okay. I just wonder which one of those jobs is the most attractive to, or the least attractive. I would think the Browns would be a tough sell for some coaches. For some coaches.
I'm interested to see what happens to Sanders in the offseason.
What do you mean?
I think if they want to draft a quarterback early, you may want to trade him. I don't know if they're going to get anything for Gabriel either, but you might want to trade at some point.
I don't think you're going to draft a quarterback. I just don't.
I don't think they are either.
Yeah, I just don't.
Can I throw out? You know, by winning again, I think Sanders helps out his cause. Last 2 weeks, by winning these last two games,
and he completed 50% of his passes yesterday.
I get it, but you drop back in the draft. That's why. Oh. That's why, because now you're dropping back.
Oh, my God, he should send Jim Schwartz a thank you note.
Don't you think Andrew Berry's going to sit there during the evaluation process and say, I'm going to give you Shador Sanders to be your starting quarterback, just a hypothetical alone in the question. I'm not saying it's reality. I'm just saying, and maybe it is reality, but if he puts the hypothetical in front of a head coach, I wonder how he's going to answer it. Or a potential head coach is probably the right way to say it.
You know what I'd love to hear? I would love to hear what a head coach thinks about all these guys, a candidate. I'm sure they will. You know, would a guy think Dillon Gabriel needs more of a look? Would a guy think he can get something out of Deshaun Watson?
Well, that's, you know, yeah, they have to be. If those are all questions that are all going to have to be answered.
They have to be, don't they?
The question is does Andrew Berry and does Jimmy Haslam want to hear reality, or do they want to hear what they want to hear in that situation when you're trying to. Like, they may already have their mind made up. I still go back to this, to last year with Myles Garrett. Like, okay, I know everyone says, oh, it's the money. He could have got the money somewhere else. Somebody else would have paid him the same amount as the Browns. Something else was said when they said to Myles, let's bring you back. Everyone remembers the press row. It was a year ago when he was just kind of, I'm out. See you later. Peace. Drop the mic later. Well, he ended up picking the mic back up and coming back. But what else was said other than money? And, you know, Miles last week said, you know, talked about the ups and downs of Kevin. And so that kind of made me feel like we were heading towards today and eventually what would happen and did happen.
Let me bounce one thought before we go back to our fabulous phone callers. A lots of credit is going to Andrew Berry for a good draft class. I saw some rankings of the 2025 draft class.
Is it the kicker or the draft class?
And it was ranked in the number one draft class out of 2025.
Okay.
All right, that's solid.
I agree. You got a lot out of your rookies.
Okay, but let me... You just said... Say that again.
You got a lot out of your rookies this year. More than any other team in the NFL.
Who coached those guys up?
Are you going to say it's Kevin? Or are you going to say it's his staff? Or are you going to say I don't know.
Andy, the staff is gone.
You know? Not necessarily. The staff is still on hold right now.
Right.
If a new head coach wants to retain someone, they can.
They can. The only way this staff is intact is basically if Jim Schwartz gets the job. But does the coaching staff, does Kevin not get any credit for maximizing Harold Fannin as a rookie from putting Quinshaw
in? I don't know. You may want to give Quinshaw so, in. If you're going to talk about one guy that probably Andrew Berry gets a ton of credit for, it's Fannin. They knew they wanted him well before the draft. And when they saw him there, they knew this was a giant steal. They knew exactly what they were getting from Fannin when they picked Fannin. And for him to be drafted as low as he was I think maybe a shocker to the team and the organization. When he was there, they grabbed him. I kind of, as much as you want to sit here and rip Andrew on this or that or this, Fannin was a grand slam for him. He's your leading receiver this season. The guy's a tank, and he's just a ton of fun to watch. So I'm going to give Andrew credit for Fannin. I don't know how you can't. That's on Barry. That's on the scouts.
Well, it's also on the offensive staff for coaching him up
and using him, but I don't know that they had a choice but not to use him. Look how bad your wide receivers were.
Dano. A
little bit of news, gentlemen. Diana Rossini of The Athletic chiming in saying former Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski eager to jump back into the head coaching ranks. From what I'm told, he is not taking time off.
Okay. Well, he has a lot of interviews ahead. Giants, Titans, Falcons, Raiders, all looking for a head coach along with the Browns. I would think Mike Vrabel would pick up the phone and say, Kevin, do not go to Tennessee. I'll just throw that one out there. Nelson's in Avon Lake. Nelson.
Hey, Nelson.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful day.
Disappointed today. Disappointed. I guess it's the word that I... Disappointment is the only word that I can think of. And listen, Jeff, and you alluded to this, and you've been alluding to this for a while, right? It's very, very difficult for any coach in the NFL to survive, you know, winning 8 games in 2 years, right?
Like, yeah. it doesn't happen, Nelson, right?
It doesn't happen often, right? But circumstances, though, should have been taken into consideration, because I do believe that Kevin was put in a very, very difficult, almost impossible position. And we don't have to name them all because we know all the variables here. But this is, we have to look forward now, right? Like, as fans, it's what's done is done, and we have to look forward. What I am very, very concerned is there does not seem to be a plan in firing, you know, whether you like him or not, was one of the most successful coaches this franchise has had in their history. Let's say since 1999. Without a clear-cut, definitive, this is who we're going with, what will likely prove to be a mistake.
So I hate to stop you on this. I don't know if they have a clear-cut plan or not. Unless you're allowed to promote from within instantly, the Browns still have to follow procedure before they hire their next head coach. Otherwise, they are going to get crushed and lose draft picks and have all kinds of problems on top of the problems they have if they don't follow the Rooney Rule. So I don't know. I don't disagree with you. I don't know if they have a plan or not, but I also know it's not fair to say they don't have a plan today because they can't announce another head coach without interviewing people.
Yeah, and guys, you know, I don't know. I'm not an expert. You know probably this better than I can, or better than I do, but in my humble opinion, of course, my humble opinion, putting Barry in charge of hiring the next head coach, it's going to limit the pool of candidates that the true qualified candidates that the Browns can hire, right? Because wouldn't this be considered now a sort of like a forced marriage in a way?
But a lot of them are Nelson.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for Kevin. I happen to like Kevin a lot. I thought he was a great, really good coach. And I don't know. I mean, that may prove him to be wrong. I happen to think he's going to get hired pretty soon and he's going to have success, but I will always root for my Browns. Thanks, guys.
All right, Nelson. I don't think there's any question the last 2 years were disappointing, and I don't think he did the best job of his career in the last 2 years. He also won 11 games twice and went to the playoffs twice. And I think he has shown that when he had talent to work with, he knew how to coach it. And when he didn't have talent to work with on the offensive side of the ball the last 2 years, I thought he kind of went out of character for himself. I thought it was a brutal move giving up play calling 2 years in a row.
Yeah, this year really looked brutal. That also made me think that once he gave up play calling this year, it was over. It was over right then, too.
Kind of felt that way, didn't it?
Yeah, but, you know,
It was weird. And when he called 52 pass plays and, 58 dropbacks for Dillon Gabriel against Pittsburgh, what the heck was that? That was a bad idea. But he was grasping at straws. The offensive roster is putrid. It's not good. And they gave that to an offensive-minded coach. Was terrible. It was a terrible job of putting an offensive talent scheme together. There's just not enough talent on the offensive side of the ball, and the head coach has paid the price.
Can I give you a little clarity? You know who has the best job in Cleveland today? You know who has the best job?
Us.
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, he's getting paid?
$7 million.
Is that how
left
much?
On his contract. $7 million.
Left on his contract?
According to what I'm reading here, the Browns owe former head coach Kevin Stefanski approximately $7 million. After firing him today, he was under contract for a 5-year deal signed in 2020.
Well, if Diana Rossini says...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
He wants to jump right back in. You know, he could just take a holiday and kick back and pick up those weekly checks from the Cleveland Browns.
216-474-0092. What would you do if you had $7 million? Would you go back to work tomorrow?
I heard it was more than that.
I'm just reading here, seven. Sources indicate he is owed $7 million from the remaining balance on his contract.
Okay. I heard a bigger figure than that.
I'm just telling you what I'm seeing.
What does it say? Because he got an extension, 2 years ago?
Was under contract with a 5-year deal signed in 2020.
Well, they got an extension, though.
The team is paying out the remainder of his owed salary. Well, you're saying more than that based on the extension he got on the way out?
Yeah. It's got to be more than that. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Hey, guys. Listen, first off, you asked a question earlier. No. Reality has completely left the building. And you can just tell that. I don't know why it seems that every time Jimmy Haslam has the opportunity to make a major decision like this, he just seems to make the wrong one. I'm not saying Kevin Stefanski didn't have to go. He probably did, but you should have shuffled Andrew Berry out of there also. Anybody besides Jimmy who's so close to the situation, everybody, I don't care what an analyst that comes on your shows weekly, you guys, everybody who participates and watches the league has said, well, you know, they just don't have talent. They don't have talent on the offensive side. And for Jimmy to come out and be so defensive and so protective of Andrew Berry, the decision to keep him at that press conference tells you all you need to know. He's making a mistake, and I don't know why he's doing it. I think he's convinced that, oh, with this 1 year, and you can just forget about all the other years and forget about the free, you know, the extensions he's given out. I look at it, and I'll be honest with you too, like, whether it be the way he handled his press conference yesterday or the way he handled his press release today, Kevin Stefanski has grown, in my opinion, as such a stand-up quality human being. He approached this thing with nothing but class. He had nothing harsh to say. He never answered any questions. He never threw any shade on anybody. The guy just stood up there, took the bullets. And this comes from somebody who thought he was right. We should have moved on from him. But what a quality individual that is. And so to see Jimmy come out at that press conference defending Andrew the way he is, look, I don't want to make the comparison, but the fact that Kevin was so it just begs me the question, if he won that power struggle, you know, it sounds like you sold Jimmy on how well you did. And honestly, guys, reality has left the building. We're going to hire a coach, and we may end up firing a coach next year and a GM. And it's just, this is the worst case scenario that we've talked about the whole time. Is you're going to bring this guy back because he had one good draft pick, and now he's got to draft offensive line and wide receivers and quarterback, three things he has never been able to draft. So good luck to us for next year, and we're going to be going through this whole thing again, just like they did in Tennessee, because you can't cut the baby in half.
Jim, thank you very much. There are five things on an offense that you have to deal with, and to me, the most critical, it's quarterback. Second most critical is offensive line. To me, third is wide receiver. Fourth, probably tight end. And the fifth is running back, because you can find running backs. Can you find great ones? Maybe not. This draft that produced some good talent, no question, running back and tight end. And to me, you left the three most important positions on offense unattended. Quarterback, offensive line, wide receiver. And you gave it to Kevin and said, make it work. And he couldn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.